Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this hump day pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day, another opportunity for us to talk about our star power. We're looking in the mirror and we're reflecting on where we've been and where we're going to next on our star journey to stardom. Recognizing your star power is recognizing your reflection. I'm dying from allergies and I definitely need medicine. Probably time for me to go get some new Zyrtec or Motrin. It's probably going to be a Zyrtec because Motrin does not do anything for me. I'm happy that the weather is finally getting nice. It was like raining here earlier today and I thought it was going to be cold. So I ended up bringing a jacket I didn't need. But hopefully the sun continues to come out and the weather continues to be great. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power by looking in the mirror and saying to yourself, yes, I can. Yes, I can change my mind, learn something new. Yes, I can try a new food I've never tried before. Yes, I can travel. Yes, I can forgive. Yes, I can learn a new skill, learn a new hobby, find something different that I've never read before. Join a new book. Yes, I can't. Get out of here. I'm podcasting. You're interrupting, you idiot. Oh, my God. I can't have 5 seconds of freedom. This idiot came into our bedroom and put his boxers on his head like that. I can't make this stuff up. I wish that you could see a video recording of it. Just so you could know it was real. I love my husband, but he does drive me crazy. But I still love him, though. But today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. Now I can't even pay attention because I keep imagining him with the stupid thing on his head. But sometimes it's difficult for us to say to ourselves, yes, we can. Sometimes we get caught up with the idea of fear, right? Sometimes maybe we think it's easier to believe that we can't do things instead of we can. And that shouldn't be the case, ever. We shouldn't get to a point where we're not trying new things or meeting new people, because it's not healthy. Which leads to the next part of our conversation with never giving up. How can you love yourself or anybody else if you're willing to give up and you're willing to just stop trying? Persevering through difficulty and finding a way to be courageous and find strength even in the eye of the storm and the darkness is not necessarily easy. But if you don't do that, if you don't put your armor on and you do not fight for the people you love, for your family, for your friends, for your community, for where you live, where you grew up, what you like, then who else is going to fight for it? If you don't fight for your now, then who's going to fight for your tomorrow? You have to understand that this is a battle. It always was and it always will be. There are miserable people everywhere. There's bad news. There's good news. There's great news. There's horrible news. The doctor says one thing, then the doctor can say another. There's always a way for you to recover. There's always some sort of therapy or another way to look at something. I've had family members die from cancer. I've had others live. You know, it's definitely an experience. But just because one thing goes one way doesn't mean that's it. Just because one thing goes one way doesn't mean that's the end of the story. That just means that part of it is over. And why is that wrong? What's wrong with... being strong. What's wrong with finding strength? What's wrong with being brave? Why can't you get to the opposite side of bad news and find happiness and kindness? I've given you many experiences that I've endured in my life. Some good, some bad,
many not great. But you know what I've learned from all these circumstances in my life? I'm in control of how I want it to go. Not only am I in control of that, but I get to dictate what happens. I don't have to be stuck in negativity. I don't have to drown myself in sorrow. See, I did recover from polycystic ovary syndrome. So you can recover from it. I am fertile. Does that mean I'm going to get pregnant in 5 seconds? I have no idea. Me and my husband are still figuring this out, right? And at some point, everything will happen and everything will work out the way it's supposed to. But I never give up. Even in the eye of storm with the worst of worst news, with a doctor telling me and my husband in my face that I'm not going to have kids, I still stayed positive, right? Even when I've seen family members die, right? I still remembered that we had amazing times together. And just because they're not going to be here anymore doesn't mean that their spirit isn't going to be here. I do think that we have to be brave and we can't stop. Outside of never give up, there's why not today. Why not today is don't put off today for tomorrow. Do not be an over procrastinator and drown yourself in indecisiveness thinking that's going to lead you to some great place. I'm not really sure how that works if you don't get things done, you don't plan things out, if you don't set yourself up to complete things and get them done. I talk to you every day about structure and how I can't live without it, and I like to write notes, and I like everything printed out and done a certain way. If I don't have that, I basically have nothing, and I think I'll go insane, right? I'm not sure how people deal with that. It's important that we spend the time trying to be ready and prepared for whatever's going to happen next. Because if we're not ready for something to maybe not go the way we want to, if we don't get the dishwasher fixed or the washing machine or our car, and we don't schedule our doctor's appointments correctly, where are we going to be? That's the question. Moving on from the politics, well, not the politics, moving on from the mantra to the politics, let's get into some no media allowed, no media allowed, no media allowed, because they lie to us, they lie to us anyway. Joe Biden is losing right now. You know why he's losing? Because he failed for 3 years. Looks like the Fani Willis case is going to be, you guessed it, appealed. Looks like the other case in New York is an embarrassment. Did they think having an ex, like, stripper or whatever she was, I don't even know what her title was, it doesn't matter, the thing she was talking about yesterday, and I talked about this yesterday in detail, didn't have anything to do with the case. What is Bragg's doing? There's people's lives that are actually in danger in New York, and he doesn't care about any of them. This man cares about one thing, getting Trump, just like Letitia James, getting Trump. They have run on that. What are they going to accomplish by getting Trump? Making everyone else's life miserable in hell? When they lie to black people and Spanish people and white people and rich people and people that live in the suburbs, pretending like bringing people into where you live that can't afford to live there is going to make everything better. They're setting a precedent here. Instead of you being able to have your town that's separated from the riffraff and the bums, now the bums are in the town, right? You're paying all these taxes to live in a prominent area where everybody wants to come to it, and now everybody has access to it, so it's really not that exclusive anymore. It's losing its value. You have a house in a certain area that was somewhat secluded from the insanity and the barbaric actions, and now the barbaric actions are down the goddamn street. So guess what that does to your value? Takes it away. The numbers are real. The interest rate for buying a first-time house is insane. And we have a lot of work to do. If you get approved for a $350,000 loan, you are going to be paying $3,000 for the monthly payment for that. You understand how crazy that is, right? But then again, if you don't get a house and you continue to rent, you're just taking your money and you're burning it and you're throwing it in a black hole. So how do we win this? How do young people figure this out? Where do we go from here? What are the answers? I don't know if I can answer that. I'm watching a video of Joe Biden pretending like he saved America when America has been worse under his presidency. Acting like he saved America from Trump. No, Trump saved America from you. And you got in office because they played everybody. You didn't win off of your merit. You won because of ballot harvesting. And the idea that the voting machines sued Fox and got Tucker Carlson fired is hilarious. And the idea that we're pretending like they're not all working together to lie to us is again hilarious. Joe Biden is a punk and a bitch and a sorry motherfucker. Okay, I spend more money on taxes than ever before. What if I want to move? Having kids in this atmosphere with these crazy ass schools? Do you understand that there's kids in Chicago and they're not at grade level reading or math? They can't talk. They can't hold any sort of cognitive conversation. They can't do anything. How are we preparing these kids for the world? Do you understand how competitive children are from other countries around the world? They look at the kids here and it's a joke. Okay, a bewildering joke. You know what has led to the deterioration of children learning? You guessed it. It's teacher unions that in Chicago want $50 billion so they can get abortions and they can waste money on other stuff that doesn't have anything to do with teaching. Why don't they take some of the money that they're requesting and help the children learn? Wasn't it their idea to close everything down for 2 years thinking that was going to help kids? If you've been in the education atmosphere, you understand how difficult it is for some children to learn, right? Some children have special needs and they require specific things to help them on their learning journey. And other kids don't need that. And they're at grade level and some are not. But how are children going to succeed in a world that is not preparing them for a reality, instead is indoctrinating them and filling their ears with bullshit? Why are we acting like God and country doesn't come first? Why is it horrible to sing, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all"? Why can't we say that? For the land of the free and the home of the brave. Why can't we sing these things and be happy and excited? America, America. Why can't we be happy about America? Why do we have to feel pity for other people in other countries and forget that we should be happy we live in America? Why is the idea that we're feeling bad and sorry? About what? Okay, about what? The more I hear this insanity, the more I have to take part in this, the more I have to hear the antics and the idea that they want black people to be desperate. They want white people to kiss the ass of every black person, to which they did nothing wrong to. And they want white men to be the victims of a system that has rejected them. They want men to no longer exist. I just listened on Jesse Waters that they got rid of the Boy Scouts, and now they have named them Scouts of America. Why are we breaking down the identity of men and boys? What exactly are they attempting to do? Everyone can't be a woman, right? That's not how this works, but they continue to do it day after day after day. Joe Biden said the name wrong of someone that he was giving an award to, and he is limiting everything that is supposed to go to Israel for votes in Michigan. And the more he acts like this, the more he does this stupidity, and we get to watch him fail at his job, because he's not the president of the United States of America, but Obama is, right? Joe Biden is a puppet. We knew it from the beginning. So any of you who voted for him should be ashamed of yourselves. And I'm talking about anybody listening to this that's on the fence about how they want to vote for anything. And I'm even talking about my mom, my brothers, my brother's wives, my sister Michelle's husband, Doug, right? I'm talking to you, my family members. Put your fucking brains in your heads and understand, if you don't vote for Trump, Donald Trump, in November of 2024, we don't have anything left here. We already don't have anything left here. They're bringing these illegal aliens into this country, housing them in places they shouldn't be housed in, because there's already fucking lists and there's already Americans that need help that aren't getting them. They're taking like homeless veterans away from home places where they could be safe, and they're endangering everyone's lives, allowing these people from Honduras and the Dominican Republic and Mexico and all these shitty countries, like these really horribly run countries. And I'm not saying the people from the country are shitty. I'm saying the governments in the country are shitty, because the governments in the country have failed. Just like the government in the United States is failing Americans, they failed their people, and they're sending all their fucking people here. And it's some sort of a joke. There is going to be a 9/11 replicated, and it is going to be very horrible, and there is going to be a lot of people that are going to die for no reason. And this is on Joe Biden's watch. How many more people need to suffer because he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing? Okay, they indicted the guy that killed Lake and Riley, but why did it take them so long to do that? Why do we continue to just leave the border open, letting all these villains in here? Do you understand how a border works? What makes these people think that not giving weapons to Israel is going to help America long term? If we continue to foot around and pretend that we can have Israel and we can be friends with Iran, it's insane. No, we can't. We're proving to the world that we are no longer the big fish in the sea. We're proving to the world that we are weak, pathetic, and a joke. And the longer I have to witness this and be a victim of stupid politicians, the longer I really don't like them, man. I can't understand how people are not at the point where they're all rejecting this shit. And why aren't the people of America coming together to say, we're getting these motherfuckers out of here. We're voting them the fuck out. AOC, bye, bitch. Like, Jamal Bowman, bye. Jermia Breyerhart, bye. Let's get rid of all of them. We need to really, really, really clean house. These people lie and scheme to get in power, and then they never want it to be taken away from them. Do you know how much insider trading Nancy Pelosi's husband has done over the years and decades? We don't know. Do you know how corrupt Joe Biden is? We basically know how corrupt Joe Biden is. His son is a cocaine sniffing, drug addicted son of a bitch. That's disgusting. Okay. Disgusting. They pretended like a granddaughter didn't exist because they didn't like the situation. But that is his kid and that is their grandbaby. But they wanted to pretend like that didn't happen. And his wife isn't a doctor. She's not a doctor. Okay. And why are you bragging about being a professor? You're a professor at some community college nobody's enrolled at. So someone needs to send a message to the Biden administration. You're done. And someone also needs to send a message to the Democratic administration. You're not going to win this one. Everybody can see who you are, and you have nowhere to hide. I'm willing to fight, and I hope, brothers and sisters, you're willing to fight with me. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what the name of your street is. It doesn't matter your skin color. It doesn't matter what color your hair is. It doesn't matter what your mom's middle name is or your dad's best friend's cousin. The only thing that matters is you recognize what crookedness is and you fight against it. Because I get up every day and I go to work. Me and my husband are the working class in the United States of America. And we might make a lot of money, but we also give a lot of money to taxes. And they also just are completely disrespectful and just horrible to us. And we're the working class, right? I don't need someone to look at me and tell me I don't have any money. Motherfucker, you don't know how much money I have. I don't need people to look at me and come at me the wrong way, talking to me and my husband and my family the wrong way, just prioritizing stupid shit over reality. If you're smart and you're educated, then you'll understand how to survive. Acting like you're somebody special because you went to Columbia doesn't mean shit, because now the Columbia degrees and all these prestigious degrees from these prestigious institutions don't hold any value. So good luck getting a job saying you're from Columbia. You're probably going to be blacklisted forever, because who really wants to hire someone that's a part of these ridiculous ass protests in New York at galas, just popping up in the most ridiculous places, pretending like they actually care about Palestine. These people don't care about Palestine. These people don't care about Gaza. They want to be on TV. And the people that are running these things, from the Soros crew and from these elite people that are paying them off to do it, these people jump out of trucks, show up with guns. They plan this shit out strategically, and it's not an accident. The college campuses have been taken over. The graduations have been canceled, and we know who's in power, and it's not us. We know who's in power, and it's definitely not Joe Biden, and we know who was in power. And I don't think we're getting this back. I think this is a tough lesson. They will put a cap on reality and pretend like that's real. They'll put a lid at 10 o'clock instead of talking about the fact that the United States is being taken over by a bunch of anti-American protesters who probably need to get deported back to wherever the fuck they came from, because it's not America. Okay, let's take away all the student visas from every last one of these students that don't belong here. Because if you're incentivizing this insanity, you need to go back where you came from. Why are there people walking around that are Muslim that don't wear regular clothes and they get to wear the things around their head, and they're not fitting into the environment or the American way? Why do we allow all these people with all these different like religions and stuff to come here, and they're not taking into consideration how things go in America? Instead, they're coming here with their own thoughts, their own priorities, and their own things. And this is supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. And yeah, you can accept stuff and you can allow people to do what they want. But there's foreign people that are here and they don't listen to anything American. They just listen to their culture stuff. We have allowed these people to come into this country and they don't know anything American at all. So we're not creating Americans. I don't know what we're creating. A bunch of misfits that are speaking a bunch of different languages, that don't care anything about American value, that don't care anything about a dream, that don't care anything about what those words that I said at the beginning of this mean. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. Do you understand what the Constitution of the United States means? No, none of them can actually fucking read a book. So there's that. And just the most insane things happen here. And nobody wants to call them out. Maybe once or twice you'll get somebody calling them out. But this stuff's not just happening in the United States of America. It's happening all around the fucking world. These leftist groups, these psychotic people, this world order bullshit where they want to destroy America for money and profit, and they want to pretend like that's not what they're doing. How long are we going to allow this? They try to put a cap on reality, but we can all see that the shit stinks and that there's garbage everywhere and the bums are begging for money and their asses can get jobs too. We can see that. The left breaks all the rules, but they pay none of the consequences. They pay none of the prices. And no one ever remembers to call them the fuck out and tell them what they did. Why are we giving out side doors for them to walk through so they don't have to be held under strain? Why isn't it that not everyone is making fun of him? Why does Ben Shapiro go on his fucking podcast and point out that he doesn't think Trump has it in him? Did he actually think Ron DeSantis was going to be the runner-up for the president with these motherfuckers? And it's not just Ben Shapiro that doesn't like Donald Trump. It's Matt Walsh and a bunch of others. Are you fucking kidding me? We all need to be sticking together at this point. We need to understand reality. There is one man fighting for us, and it isn't any of those other names I just fucking said. Okay, I'm getting really tired and just completely irritated with the idea that Republicans have to be nice and pussyfoot around. And my husband brought a great point up when we were out earlier in the late afternoon today. Republicans need to stop being nice to Democrats. They need to give them exactly what they deserve. Democrats are hoping that Donald Trump dies. Red Witch went on MSNBC yesterday and said that, what if Donald Trump dies? Why isn't she fired? You aren't supposed to wish people death on national television so they can go on these news stations, these cringe places, and say the most ridiculous shit and nothing happens to them. But the moment somebody on the right or a conservative says something, oh, the world's fucking ending. The moment Candace Owens comes out with a documentary showing that Black Lives Matter was a scheme, showing that the George Floyd protests was a bunch of crap, right? The moment that reality sets in and these people are shown for who they are, nothing happens to them and they get to pretend like everything is great. But that has to end, and we have to get some big boy pants on or big girl pants on. And we need to tell them, if you're going to mess with the fire, you're going to get burned. All you motherfuckers that are clearly breaking the law, coming up with these ridiculous cases for Donald Trump to be in that are full of shit. They're not based off any merit or any reality. The Letitia James case, where they were trying to like get him to pay 500 fucking $100 million or $1 billion, was insane. And they just gave $89 fucking billion dollars to fucking Ukraine, who already lost that war. That war is over. Okay? Then you got this other case with this fucking ex-porn star. And I don't know how she was ever in porn. And I'm trying to figure out why Donald Trump was ever talking to her, because she doesn't really look like anybody he talked to. He's got a certain je ne sais quoi about himself, right? And clearly he is an older man, sort of like a father.
Hello, guys. Hello, hello. Welcome in. Getting ready just to turn on the show here. Fix my camera.
But I don't know.
Hello. How's everybody today?
I don't know how we do this. I don't know how we sit here. I don't know how we pretend like reality isn't real. Like these people aren't who they are. And I don't know how we just continue this lie. Where are the adults? Why isn't anybody holding any of these people accountable? How many times do they get to fuck up and mess up and destroy things and pretend like they can print money? The guy that's supposed to be in charge of reality with the economics doesn't have an economics degree, and he thinks that you can just print money and you're not going to go into default, or you're not going to owe anything because you're printing it. He doesn't understand simple math, yet he's in charge of it. Just like Janet Yellen doesn't understand reality, or Blinken. They have a bunch of DEI hires and positions they shouldn't be in that can't tell anything. They're the most buffoonish idiots I've ever seen in my life. And I'm just not sure how we do this. I'm literally not sure how we've gotten to the point here where we're pretending like this is the answer. They're politically persecuting Donald Trump because they don't want him to run against Joe Biden because Joe Biden is horrible, okay? He's not doing a great job. He sucks, okay? That's what's happening here. And the more this happens, the more we know he's not going to win. We know that. Can comedy be the cure for everything happening? Honestly, yes. When I listen to Jesse Waters and Greg Gutfeld at 10 o'clock at night, or I listen to an episode of Tucker Carlson, even when I get a chance to listen to Candace Owens, I'm often laughing, right? Because they find a way to use comedy to get the message across or the story, and I kind of enjoy it. I don't know how anybody survives listening to CNN where they're trying to pretend like they're doing something and they're not. So I think comedy can really save a lot of things. They find the destruction and then they try to pretend like the destruction isn't real. But it's real. It really is. Moving on from the destruction, let's get to the main part of the conversation. And before I do, wherever you are in this globe, in this world, even if you're in outer space, and if you are, please come get me so I can come with you because I'm done with the world. Wherever you are, recognize your power, your right to vote, and your opinion. Don't let anybody tell you that your opinion doesn't matter. I'm coming at you on a podcast that's about star power, right? Talking to you about politics. Why do I do that? Because it's likely you're listening to this and you're not assuming I'm going to talk about that here. This isn't a place you're coming to. I welcome everybody. It doesn't matter where you're coming from, what age you are, what color your hair is. I'm really a person that loves everybody. I can see the star power in people that would assume they don't have star power. And why do I do that? Because I've been that person who thinks no one can see them and they're in the darkness. Because I've experienced really horrible things throughout my life and I just want to resonate the light, right? So talking about politics and telling you how it really is a way to help resonate the light so we can live wonderfully. We can live bright lives and we can enjoy everything. That's the only way. Let's get into the main part of conversation, right? Stars. Let's get into the main part of conversation. Let's utilize our star power. What do you think about gym bags? I kind of just use reusable Target bags when I'm going to the gym. If I'm leaving work and I go to the gym, I use reusable Target bags. And I don't really spend a lot of time, effort, or money on them. Is that good or bad? I don't know. I never really thought about it like that. Maybe it is bad. But I don't think it is. To be decided. Like, part of me wants to get a gym bag, but I don't even know where to begin with that. Do I get, like, a Kate Spade gym bag? What kind of gym bag do I get? I don't know. There's another question. I'm not sure how you pick out a gym bag. Is that something I can order off Amazon, or do I need to go to, like, a designer store and buy it? Right? And the reason I've only gone for the Target bags because I like to fill up my Target bags with my gym outfits like a week in advance because I know I do 3 to 4 days a week at the gym. So I just fill it up with a pair of leggings, a sports bra, and like a tee or something, and one of my millions of pairs of sneakers, and I'm ready to go. But like with a gym bag, like, I don't know which one I'd pick out. How do you pick out a gym bag? Do you guys know? Send me a message and let me know. That is the question. Picking out a gym bag. How do you do it? I'm assuming if you're picking out a gym bag, then you're seriously taking the time to make sure that it's not a small bag. I mean, if you're putting sneakers in it, right, and you're really putting all this effort into it, don't you want to make sure that the bag can fit everything that you're trying to put into it? That's what I'm saying. When it comes to like a gym bag, how do you pick this stuff out? And I go to Anytime Fitness, so they have little boxes where you can put your bag if you're going to work out after, which is really convenient. Sometimes I just go and put it back in the car so I don't forget it, because there's been many times when I've gone to the gym and I've changed my clothes and I forgot that I changed my clothes and I've left the bag there. So I try to avoid that at all costs. But sometimes that's impossible. So what do you do in those circumstances? Just go back the next day and get it. But honestly, I'd say maybe I should start looking at a gym bag, because I'm sort of kind of getting tired of staring at these gray Target bags. Can everything be DIY? In a way, probably, but I don't know if it should be. I think some things you don't want to do it yourself. Like, I always give you the example of fixing the dishwasher at the beginning of the podcast for Why Not Today. But, like, I'm not going to try to fix the dishwasher. Like, no part of me knows anything about plumbing, and I'm not going to pretend like I do. Right? I'm not trying to impress any type of plumber here or anybody. I don't know. I feel like it's really insane that some people really want to do everything themselves. Like, stuff that you could really get someone else to do. Like, you know, like cleaning out the gutters on your house. Like, depending on the gutters, I really feel like that's maybe something that you probably should get someone else to clean up. Or, like, if you're of a certain age, you really shouldn't be doing that on your own house. Like, you really should get help. That's something that I wouldn't want to do by myself. Also, like, if you live in a desolate area and a tree fell, like, you're not going to try to move a tree. That's not a DIY. Now, if you're, like, if you're doing like a room makeover, like we've talked about many times, you want to do your bedroom over or the office in your house or the living room or the kitchen. Those are things you can do yourself, right? Or maybe you want to do a DIY of a closet, right? Like a walk-in closet, and you want to dress it up and make it your own. These are things you could probably do. But don't push yourself too far and make it something that's uncomfortable. That's the idea. I'm still dying with these damn allergies. Moving on from the DIY. Motorbikes. Do we need motorbikes? I'm not sure. I see all these people driving these damn unlicensed bikes or like vehicles around. And I just feel like, why do we need motorcycles? Why do these things drive so recklessly? Why are we putting our lives in danger? They make bike lanes for bikes. And half the time, the people don't use the damn bike lanes. It drives me crazy. In the town I live in, I see it all the time. They're in the middle of the goddamn street at a main light that's very busy. And they're just riding their bike in the street because they think they're in a fucking car and they're in a bike. And I'm sorry I'm cussing, but it really irritates me. You know how I am with my words. A bike lane is for a bike. A main lane is for a car. You're putting your life in jeopardy and my life in jeopardy by either riding too close for me or assuming that other cars are going to stop for you. That's insane to me. I don't get it, but they keep doing it. Updating couch accessories. I guess, how do you update a couch accessory? Maybe you update the pillows, or maybe you put a throw over it, depending on what kind of couch it is. I kind of want a new couch. Part of me wants to do Love Sack, but I don't even know where to start with that. We'll see what happens. I feel like you could probably put a couch cover on and update it like that too, or maybe add some pillows in, or I think they have like couch stickers. You could get real creative if you wanted to. There's options, or you could put the plastic around it, but who does that with a couch? I don't know. Cleaning your closet. If you want to have a nice, healthy closet, you got to get rid of stuff. And God knows I need to get rid of like 90% of the stuff I have in my closet, because half of the stuff that's in there, I don't even wear it. So I really do need to go through my closet and probably just post everything on Poshmark and sell it all. We'll see what happens. Moving on from the main part of the conversation to watching things. The Big Door Prize. That looks okay. Dark Matter. Ooh. Watching Hijack. I need to finish that. Me and Skip need to finish that show. And every time we try to like rewatch something we haven't looked at in a while and then we go back to looking at it, it's like, why were we watching this? But I really think Hijack was a great show on Apple, so I'm going to try it. Dragon 1, Trying Palm Royal, Loot, Manhunt, The New Look, and Dear Child. Don't those all sound like great options? Some of those options are on Amazon. Some of those options are on Apple Plus. And I think two of those options are from Paramount Plus. Having access to all of these different streamers is truly a blessing. Because I never have to worry about what I'm going to look at. Because I have so much to look at, I don't know how I'm going to watch all of it. But I feel like that's a good thing. Not a bad thing. I don't know. Moving on from that. The watching part. Currently watching Hannity. Getting ready for Greg Gutfeld to come on soon. And AEW's on tonight, and I took a break from AEW to do the podcast. I don't really like what's going on with the people in charge of AEW starting to piss me off, and I do like wrestling, but I think it should be fair, and I don't think one group gets to just dictate everything, which is why I'm starting to not like WWE. They need to have real fighters out there busting their ass, and everything can't be predicated on The Rock and John Cena, because John Cena and The Rock already had their day. We can't keep bringing them back in to make things lively and good. It's turning into a t-shirt store, like Walmart. And I like wrestling. I find it very entertaining, very amusing, and really fun. It gives people the ability to become a superstar, right? Jumping off things, flying into a ring, doing things that maybe you wouldn't have a normal ability to do. Like, I think that the sport of like taekwondo and karate is very entertaining too. Like, I love MMA. I really want to start watching that as well. I love fighting. To me, it's something where you really have zen with your body and your mind when you can move like that. The idea of karate and taekwondo is very appealing and intriguing to me, and I really like it. I used to nanny these kids that used to I used to have to bring them to taekwondo practice, and I used to love going in and watching them fight and learn the power of the importance of working together and teamwork and respecting each other as brother and sister. And there were times when they didn't want to do it, but it was so rewarding to watch them seriously take it seriously every week. And I really enjoyed it. And I think that's what wrestling is for me. We'll see. I'm basically giving up on WWE, but I'm willing to give AEW a chance. We'll see. But I also like New Japan and TNA. Skip's been watching that. I believe in Joe Hendricks. We'll see what happens with that. That comes on tomorrow. Moving on from watching things to eating things. Tonight we had chicken parm from Bertolli with a salad and some garlic cheese toast bread. Very good. Very wholesome. A nice meal at home. Didn't need to spend $50 on a dinner out. And the cost of living right now is just getting insane. Raspberry cheesecake bars. Sounds like something I'd like. So basically you want to make up a raspberry cheesecake. Like, I would say you obviously want to mix cheese. Like cream cheese, sour cream, an egg, some like raspberries. Probably you could do like a jubilee of raspberry or like frozen raspberries, mix that together, really set that. Then you're going to put that in a container. You're going to put that in the oven. You're going to let that bake into like a cake, and then you're going to chop that into pieces. And then you're going to put that in the freezer. And then you're going to break it apart. Boom, you got your bars. Very good, very flavorful. Doesn't take a lot of time. And it's really healthy for you. Layer taco dip. Anytime you want to talk to me about tacos and dip, I'm sold. It's one of my most favorite things to eat is taco dip. Also, buffalo chicken dip is also a second favorite. I just like the layers and the cheese and the flavor. I'm really a flavor person, so I'm looking to taste like the peppers and the onions and the tomatoes and the pico and the corn. and just all the flavors and the melody between that and whatever you're eating it with, whether it's a scoop or whether it's like a tortilla chip. Let's go. I do really seriously like layered taco dip because you can put so many layers in it. You want to start with a brown with the beans, right? Then you want to add in the cheese and the meat and the vegetables, whether it's pico, jalapeno, corn. Then you want to add in cheese and salsa and sour cream and cream cheese and just continue to layer and mix and layer and mix and layer and mix. You get to the top, shove that in the oven, let that cook off, add some hot sauce on top, add some queso, mix that all in, let that cook off, get hot and steamy, get the chips, put that around it, boom, let's dip it in and let's eat it. These are things that you can have for, I guess, if your husband's making you watch baseball, it's always a good treat. Spicy buffalo burger. Maybe I try that. Veggie orzo bake. I saw it. I guess I'd try it. I like vegetables. Excuse me. Not really sure how I feel about orzo, but we're willing to give that a try. Basically, I looked at the recipe on Pinterest, and if you want to find the same recipe I did, just go on Pinterest and type in veggie orzo bake and see if you like it. It doesn't really take a long time to make it. You don't need a lot of things outside of vegetables, olive oil, and orzo. And maybe if you want to add a little bit of Parmesan cheese in that and mix it together, put that in the oven, let that bake off for about 10 to 15 minutes. Take it out, put it into pieces, and you can portion it out. You can have that for dinner, lunch, brunch, whatever you want. Fairly simple, fairly easy, not a lot of calories. Tastes kind of good. Looked good. When they were eating it, they looked like they enjoyed it. Italian chopped salad. So the idea of an Italian chopped salad is you're taking everything that would go into an Italian sandwich. Like, I like a spicy Italian at Subway. So you take everything that goes into the sandwich and you just make a salad out of it. So we're talking about the salami, the capicola, the ham. Maybe you want to get really special. You add turkey in that too. Then you would put in some mozzarella, some grape tomatoes, and some lettuce of your choice. Mix that together. Add an olive oil, honey mustard, spicy mustard, mayo. Mix that all together and you've got your salad. Boom. Doesn't take a long time. And I think you'd be very impressed with what it tastes like. Next part of our conversation, tortilla-based quiche. I don't really know if I would eat that, but maybe I'd try because I like quiche. Air fryer, no-carb nachos. Now, I saw the person put broccoli and everything that went on nachos on top of it, and she put it in the air fryer, and she seemed to really like it, so maybe I'd try it. We'd see. But I kind of like the nachos with the actual nachos. So if I'm going to do nachos, I don't think it's going to be on broccoli. But if you want to be really healthy, maybe try that. I'm loading this up with cheese, sour cream, cream cheese, queso, ground beef or some sort of chicken, jalapenos, pico, corn, guac. Boom. Let's eat this. With the cheese on top of that, dipping and dripping. Clearly, you can tell I love Mexican food. I'm totally an addict. My stars, thank you for tuning in to this hump day edition of Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. And hopefully, you get to take part in the nachos and all the other good things we talked about, too. Don't forget to recognize your star power. Don't forget to recognize that together, me, you, all of us, brothers, sisters, everyone all around the world, you, me, they, them, and us. Not only are we going to change the world, even though I wish a spaceship would come find me, we're going to change the galaxy of the galaxies and beyond that into something that we don't even know about called infinity and beyond. Because we are the beginning, the middle, the end. We were here when everything started. We'll be here when everything ends. We'll be here when everything starts again. Because in the darkness, we are the light. And I see you, and I hope you see me too. Together, brothers and sisters, we're going to change everything for the better. And I don't think they're ready yet because the darkness has a tendency of not understanding that it cannot beat the light. And we need to have the tendency to understand we're always going to be the light. I recognize your star power, and hopefully you can recognize mine. Stand strong, stars. Together, we are all going to change this world and this galaxy and the solar system because we are stars. And I'll see you same place, same time tomorrow. Don't forget your star wherever you are. Bye.